Well, I don't know. I haven't heard anybody speak about the fruit. There's a good many peaches through here. Fruit, and it's not a fruit country exactly, but down in the hills there's several good big gorges, 20 or 30 acres. One over here north of Union City. And I don't know whether they killed those or not, but they went through some hot and they burned tar for the smoke to protect it. But I don't know, I haven't heard whether the fruit, strawberries got through. Mm-hmm. We had a nice, we didn't have none, but we got some patches up here, and they were nice.
When they burned tar, you mean that's when you were a boy, or?
No, that's recently? Now.
Just now. Somebody was telling me in Mississippi, near Holly Springs, Mississippi, that they used to have a lot of fruit there, peaches and things, but the seasons have changed. So that it used to be that they would go into a warm spell and it would stay warm, but now it gets warm early, say in March, and then there's a heavy killing frost, yeah. And then they lose the whole crop. One man told me he lost a crop for 6 years in a row. Every year, the same thing.
So well, now,
gone out of business.
They were fortunate. I don't see hardly how they got through this year. But we had some big frosts.
Mm-hmm.
And when the fruit was blooming.
Warm weather seems to bring out the blooms, and the frost comes and kills it off.
Well, I've heard people predict that the weather breeder was breeding bad time for the fruit men.
Mm-hmm. How about a lake that freezes over? Do you have any name, do you remember a name that, say, you just had some real thin ice over a small pond.
Skim.
Just a skim of ice.
Skim of ice.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear that called mush ice?
Bunch.
No, mush.
Mush.
Mush ice.
No, I don't remember it. Might have.
I've been told that in Mississippi, as a matter of fact, not very. It really isn't all that far away, but North Mississippi, they say that light ice is, they used to call it mush ice.
It looks like the seasons are changing to me the last two or three.
I've heard that from a lot of people. I meant to ask you and forgot, where did you ever store any hay in the barn?
Store.
Yes, we talked about the
we've
haystack.
Got a barn full of hay right out there.
Uh-huh. Where did you store?
Cut it out this field here.
What I'm interested in is what part of the barn do you keep it in?
This barn. Now that barn is 60 odd years old.
Is it?
It was built when we married. And how long have we been married?
60 years.
Huh?
60 years.
Just 60? Well, I know it been built a year or two. Mm-hmm.
Nothing is lost when
you
keep the hay,
isn't it? Yes. It's got a... Well, he built a one to put loose hay in the loft. And it's got a...